This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today spoke to the Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi about the ongoing counter-terrorist operation in Doda, Jammu and Kashmir. The minister was apprised of the ground situation and the ongoing operation by the Army Chief. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh expressed grief over the injury of security personnel in the ongoing counter-terrorist operation in District Doda in Jammu and Kashmir. In a social media post, Dr. Singh said that he is disturbed by the reports of armed encounters in his Lok Sabha constituency. Dr. Singh urged people to join together to defeat the nefarious designs of the enemy and maintain peace and harmony in the Kashmir Valley. In Jammu and Kashmir, four security personnel lost their lives in an encounter with terrorists in Doda district. The troops of Rashtriya Rifles and Special Operations Group of J&K Police launched a joint coordinated search operation at Dari Gote in Dessa Forest area last evening, following specific inputs about the presence of terrorists during the search operation. The contact with terrorists was established, resulting in heavy firefight. Additional troops have been rushed to the area, and the operation was continuing when reports last came in. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has been officially nominated as the Republican presidential candidate. His nomination became official after he secured majority of votes from Republican National Committee delegates in Milwaukee last night. This marks Mr. Trump's third consecutive run after winning in 2016 and losing to President Joe Biden in 2020. U.S. presidential election is scheduled in November this year. Mr. Trump announced Ohio Senator J.D. Vance as his vice presidential running mate. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will embark on a two-day official visit to Mauritius beginning today. During the visit, the minister will call on Prime Minister of Mauritius, Pravind Jugnauth, and will hold bilateral meetings with other senior ministers of the Mauritius. He will also engage with other prominent Mauritian leaders. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, this visit will provide an opportunity for both sides to comprehensively take stock of various facets of the bilateral relationship. In Bihar, six people died and seven others were injured in a road accident early this morning in Patna district. Deputy Superintendent of Police of Bardh Subdivision, Abhishek Singh, told Akashwani News that the accident took place on the Patna-Bakhtiarpur four-lane highway when a speeding four-wheeler collided with a stationary truck. He said all injured are undergoing treatment at PMCH. All passengers of the ill-fated four-wheeler were going to Bardh from Nawada to perform tonsure ceremony at Ganga Umanath Ghat. India's goods and services exports increased by 5.4% in June to $65.47 billion. The cumulative overall growth of exports during the April-June quarter this year rose 8.6% to $200.33 billion, according to figures released by Commerce and Industry Minister. At least 35 people were killed and 250 injured as rainstorm and flash floods swept through East Afghanistan's Nangarhar province. The disaster affected the provincial capital of Jalalabad, Sukhroi district, and their neighboring areas in the province bordering Pakistan yesterday. The casualties are expected to rise. The IMD, India Meteorological Department, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over entire western coast and Gujarat region today. IMD says the isolated extremely heavy rainfall is very likely over Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Gujarat, coastal and south interior Karnataka, Saurashtra and Kutch till today. It has issued red alert for these areas and orange alert over Kerala for today. The weather agency also predicted that isolated heavy rainfall over Telangana, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, north interior Karnataka during next 4 days. In Swedish Open tennis, India's Sumit Nagel will take on Elias Imar of Sweden in the men's singles round of 32 clash at the Bastard Tennis Stadium in Sweden today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.